Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 22 with verses 15 through 17. Then the Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" The Pharisees are clearly discussed over the Herodians, as Matthew explains and retains the mark and union of Pharisees and Herodians in this account, as he clearly highlights the Pharisees' part of trying to catch Jesus in something the Romans would arrest him for. They alone are mentioned here, seemingly running the whole situation, as the Herodians are joined with him only in a prepositional phrase of Matthew 22, verse 16. They wanted to entrap him in his own speech with a question that they will pose, intending to force Jesus to take either a position contrary to that held by the people's majority, or one that will bring him into conflict with the Roman authorities. Either way, Jesus knows what they are up to and will soon shock them by saying, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." To pay the tax is right in his eyes, because God knows where his protection comes from, in the citizens of his truth. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." We pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty, each day. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend, for his wife, and him to have a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Matthew's Gospel. Our practice today is in verse 20. Chapter 22, verses 15 through 17, three stanza poem. It's got tri, quad, and five-word lines ending. Its title is "Man Truthful, God's Way." Plotting Pharisees pimped, speech Jesus entrap, Herodian disciples gimped, Pharisees obvious crap. No, we, you, teacher, man truthful, God's way. Truth according every preacher, opinion others none stay. Status of person regard mock, opinion yours is what we forgot. Tax census pay lawful spot, Caesar's tax pay or not. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It is May 29th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world. universalutterance.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we'd like to tell you that Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated. It is a Roman Catholic lay ministry not sponsored by the church, but is accepted by the IRS as a religious charitable organization and is exempt from federal income tax under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code. Donations can be made through PayPal using godfirstforjesus@gmail.com. or be mailed directly to our home and our ministry at 1350 Aldo Road, Babson Park, Florida, 33827. Anything given to God First Ministries is tax deductible. Thanks again for joining us today as we close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus, listening to the music, and in the background reminds me that Shane Everett is our sponsor for our music in the background. It is the piano piece from I Surrender All. It's a beautiful piece given to us by him to share the beautiful words of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I surrender. We close in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John.